quite a high proportion of low equity loans, but that doesn't take away from the fact that government has got this wrong, and obviously they're not going to consider that as a very bad policy.
Well,
they
were saying the first time buyers.
Suggest they weren't thinking, well, they weren't listening, sorry.
The Reserve Bank or ASB?
No, the ASB weren't listening.
I think the problem is a bit malicious. He told us that they had the world's best monetary policy. He then told us he was engaged in dialogue with the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank then ignored him and had come up with a policy which is not helping New Zealanders get under their own loans.
So
it's
now made for the first time buyers.
The LVR policy being going against government messages and government intentions in terms of those first time buyers?
As I understand it, the government took so long to make its intentions clear. The Reserve Bank ran off on its own. Labour's policy is, at least on an interim basis, to exempt first time buyers from those LVR loans.
Our Labour's poll shows the majority of New Zealanders opposed to the LVRs and their implementation.
Do you think that's going to happen? Yes, I think it's a bigger issue. It's the lack of coordination between the Minister, the Treasury and the Reserve Bank, which is just showing that this government's losing control over economic direction.
And they're supposed to have independence there, aren't they?
Independent? Yeah. And here, doesn't it? It's supposed to be independent?
Yes, but this is a new area for the Reserve Bank. I mean, let's just wind the clock back. The Minister of Finance for years, when Labour was suggesting that they need to look at issues like this, said they didn't need to, that they already had quite the world's best monetary policy. So he was very late to the game. The Reserve Bank actually took our advice and started looking at a range of tools like this. Then, late, the Minister entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Governor, which included macroprudential tools, which included the What they didn't do was set out clearly enough, early enough, their expectations that this should include an exemption for first-time buyers. And we believe that should be in place.
So Labour would leave LVRs in place to exempt first-time buyers?
At least on an interim basis while we're shaking down Kiwi Bill with capital gains tax. Yes, that would be.
What's an interim basis?
Well, until we see the full effect of the capital gains tax and Kiwi Bill is well in the way that we will be getting an exemption.
Do LVRs lose all relevance if you do exempt?
No, they don't. I think you'd still have at least half the aggregate impact on the LVRs.
How do you give effect to a carve-out of the first-time buyers without compromising the independence of the Reserve Bank?
Well, maybe in respect of this particular policy, more thought needs to be given between the intersection of the bank's macro-prudential approach, which is not just pure monetary policy, and the government's broader housing objectives. It's not wrong for a government to manage housing policy.
So you're suggesting changing the relationship between the Reserve Bank and the government?
Suck in your breath. We've already said that we're going to be amending the Reserve Bank Act. Yes, we want to have a look at that now.
The LVRs aren't permanent anyway. There's an intention of further down the track to remove
them. Yeah, there will be, but in the meantime, many New Zealanders are being knocked out of our first home market. At the same time, the government continues to give tax subsidy to speculators.
Isn't it
one more example of National having one set of rules for fat cats and another for struggling, hardworking New Zealanders?
Isn't it worse to see a housing bubble burst, though?
Well, if the government cared about the housing bubble, they bring in a capital gains tax like every other civilised country in the world.
Graham Wheeler says that people have low deposits in the first ones who don't have that there is a housing shortage. So aren't you worried about those people being encouraged to have low deposit loans
That's a fair thing, and that's why I think you should look at one policy in isolation. Housing is a complex area. You have to look at the intersection of supply, demand, tax policy, which is exactly what this policy does. The government is playing catch up. They're all over the map. They can't coordinate between the Treasury, Housing and the Reserve Bank, and Kiwis are paying the price. They're being locked out. At the same time, the government perpetuates a tax subsidy for fat cat speculators. It's a mess.
Talk about playing catch up. That's what Oracle seems to be doing at America's companies.
They are playing catch up. My Red Sox are waiting, but I'm as nervous as other New Zealanders. This is just getting too close for comfort.
If they didn't bring home the capital and effect funding,
well, if we don't bring home the cap, we won't be hosting it, so it'll be a different package. Let's just keep our fingers, toes, and our red socks crossed that we win the next race. That's not a particular expense.
So, the difficulty catch was proposal, and that's not saying to know about the existence of a draft submission of it, his weekly meeting notes with Doc, and he showed that he was told about the submission and the direction of the submission.
action was taken. Has he been misleading?
I think there's a lot of myth around this issue. Suddenly, after Nick Smith's meeting with his officials, a 34-odd-page document turned into two paragraphs. He said that he had access to it, but he didn't read it. And I think he's dancing on the head of the pin. I think there's a lot more to come out about this story.
Do you think he's had his hand in this? Because he's now blaming his officials.
I'd say he's had it.
Can I just clarify, if the Reserve Bank doesn't accept first-time buyers as an exemption, you would legislate if the LVR was still in place when you were the government?
I haven't decided and haven't been briefed on what would be the exact best mechanism, but our policy objective is clear, which is on an interim basis, pending the full effect of our Kiwi Bill and capital gains tax policies, we would be looking at an exemption for first-time buyers. We are very critical that the government has ham-fisted this. They are not coordinated across departments. Ordinary Kiwis are paying the price, meanwhile the tax exemption that speculators carries more of the same from the key government.
Have you got a
leak? What's the perception there? Because there was a 32-page report in meeting with the Minister the very next day. It's scratched
in the paper. I think the passion is there for all to see. The Minister climbed into this. The Minister didn't want docs submitting nitrate levels because he didn't want them in against the big irrigating interests that are behind the dam. And I think the Minister's got a lot of explaining to do. This is not the first time the Minister's overextended himself, blamed officials, and I understand white officials already resigned.
Do you accept his explanation that officials, this was sloppiness on the part of senior managers for taking a draft submission to him?
Yes, sloppiness on the
changing
part.
It suddenly in 2 days.
Sloppiness on the part of officials.
Do you see
that
one
I've been briefed on reports that one news agency has already.
Have you got any comment on Matthew Hoopman's claim that you've lied over Fonterra and your involvement in it?
I have a one-word comment about that. I will be providing documentation to anyone who's interested to prove that I was involved in a case with the Boston Consulting Group advising the BMC and Dairy Board on merger options.
What's the one word?
The one word I used, I tweeted the word bollocks, because that is the technical term for Mr. Hoopman's intervention.
Are you thinking of taking legal action?
Not Mr. Hoopman's a gadfly, doesn't deserve it.
Speaking of tweets, Keir Parent's tweet during the election campaign, did that have any bearing on
it? Absolutely.
What did you think of her, the way she handled herself during the election campaign?
That's irrelevant to the matter. Yesterday, there was a portfolio votes reshuffle. She has got some new responsibilities, and she's going to have to look at what we're